Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, CBS Sports Radio, everybody. DA with you here on Sunday Morning Football. And our next guest is a two-time Pro Bowler with the New Orleans Saints. He's a member of the team's Hall of Fame as well and had a standout career in the SEC at Ole Miss. He's now a member of the broadcast team for the New Orleans Saints. It's Deuce McAllister. Deuce, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I appreciate you being here, man. When you look at where Drew Brees' career is now compared to when you first began playing with him, you were there in New Orleans before Drew was there. Then he comes and obviously the franchise takes off. Does it surprise you at all that he's at a point still where he's breaking all types of records?
I don't think it surprised you that he's breaking those type of records. I think it's what surprised you is, you know, it's almost been 10 years since I retired, and this young man at 39 years of age is still going, and it looks like he's gotten even better than when we first started together back in New Orleans back in 2006. So it's just been amazing to be able to watch him work and, you know, just to be able to not only interact with some of the older guys, but some of the younger teammates as well, because you go and look at this roster, it was really a revamped roster over the last 2 to 3 years. And these guys are just playing really, really well. And, you know, it's just something to go out and watch every Sunday.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the longevity of Drew Brees, because your career was solid. It was a long NFL career. And yet here he is a decade later still doing this. We always think about Tom Brady and his longevity. Do we overlook how important Drew Brees' longevity has been? And because of the Tom Brady storyline, maybe he goes under the radar in that way.
I think it gets lost in that equation. I mean, one of the things also, before Peyton retired, it was also Peyton Manning in that conversation. And so when you're going against those Hall of Famers, and I think all three of them are first ballots. They will be first ballot Hall of Famers. But when you're playing against those type of guys, then if you're not competing for Super Bowls, and the Saints haven't won but one, but you look at the multiple number of Super Bowl wins that Brady has accomplished, you look at the multiple wins that Peyton Manning had, I think that's where Drew kind of gets lost in the shuffle. And until or if he wins another, then maybe he is thought of on that national level. But I think, you know, you look at the longevity, that plays a factor. Obviously being able to break the all-time passing record, that may have put it more so on the forefront of a lot of, you know, maybe casual fans. If you're a hardcore fan, then I think that you've been following and you know it. But maybe so more so for the casual fan, they are starting to give him, I think, the respect that he may have not necessarily have gotten in the past.
Deuce McAllister, member of the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame and now broadcaster, joining us this morning on Sunday Morning Football. So today is a fascinating matchup between the Saints and the Ravens. What do you think gives here between a high-flying Saints aerial attack, but one having to do it outdoors against an elite defense like the Ravens?
I don't think the outdoors part will affect them as far as them being able to go out and operate. I think what's critical here is having success running the football, because if you can make Baltimore, which they're really, really good at stopping the run, but if you can make them have to stop the run, then that's going to give you the one-on-one matchups with Michael Thomas. You know, I expect Brandon Carr to be able to shadow him and go everywhere he goes. Now for the Saints, can they take advantage of maybe Cameron Meredith finding a matchup that he likes? Or you go and look when they move Alvin Kamara out in the open space, or he's lined up in the slot. Now, is that a matchup do they like? You know, and so I think for the Saints, it's finding the matchup that they like, but it starts with running the football. They have to be able to have some type of success running the football.
You know, we know that Sean Payton has that Super Bowl championship ring from 2009, and we know how long he and Drew Brees have been together, but you were there before both of those guys arrived. What was your first instinct? What was your first early read on Sean Payton as a head coach?
Well, the one thing that he wanted to do coming in, he wanted to really raise the profile of the organization. And when I say that, make this organization one of the top seven, top five in the NFL. And so, you know, really, I felt like coming off of Katrina, I didn't know what to expect. You know, as a city, as a team, we were really just trying to come back, you know, establish the organization again, and really had an outpouring amount of support from the Gulf South region. People committed to buying tickets, and, you know, they just fell in love with the Saints organization again. But for Sean, raising the profile of the organization, you know, getting things back in order or even better than they were before. From a coaching standpoint, really falling off of that Bill Parcells tree of, you know, getting guys, everyone to go in the same direction. Because at times there were small groups, you know, and so you've got so many guys pulling in different directions. But really falling off of that Parcells tree of saying, no, everyone is pulling this way, and if you're not, then you're not going to be a part of it. So for Sean, really setting his mentality, his ideas, and just transforming an organization.
Two-time Pro Bowler Deuce McAllister, our guest here on Sunday Morning Football. You know, you mentioned Hurricane Katrina, and the nation became very intimate with the city of New Orleans during that. But it's been 12 years, if you can believe that, 12 years. And from somebody up close and personal with the city, where the city is after Katrina, for Americans who might not have that sense of where the city is since then, what's been happening and what's the rebuild been like since then?
There are still some areas that suffer, and I think those areas will suffer regardless of Katrina. Maybe some piece of those, you know, maybe it's not best to rebuild just because of some, not necessarily economical, but maybe you want safety in some of those areas. So I don't know if some of those areas will ever come back, but I feel like, you know, at this point, the city is strong as ever, really trying to grow and prosper and, you know, just give people the opportunity that they deserve. And, you know, obviously some people felt like moving was their best option and not coming back, and I can understand that. But at this point, you know, the city of New Orleans is open. It's thriving. We'll open up a new international airport that, you know, for us will signify, you know, that they're open for business, and not just from a regional standpoint or national, but international standpoint. And I think that's important. And, you know, just to continue to have people come and visit and have fun and be able to say, yes, I want to return back to New Orleans. I think that's important.
Finally, I want to ask you about Ole Miss. I was at the Grove 2 years ago when Alabama came to town. The Rebels put a scare in them, and I was just blown away by how fun and how exciting and how great the people were and just the masses of fans down there and what they set up. I couldn't believe it. It was such an awesome experience. I saw one of your recent pieces you did with CBS Sports about what it was like on campus in Oxford, and obviously you're an icon there. What was it like, in your words, to play amongst that crowd with that passion in that stadium on Saturdays?
It's really a town that is driven by the university and the students. And so when you look at Oxford, Oxford is it's a piece of the University of Mississippi. And so for me, just being from Mississippi, having the opportunity to go really anywhere in the Southeastern Conference and deciding to stay at home, getting an opportunity to play early, for me, it's not just the 4 years. I mean, because some of my teammates, I talk to some of those guys more than one time, twice a day, three times a day. And it's not obviously about all football. We talk about different things as far as life in general, but you know, whenever we can follow the Rebels, be able to go to the Grove and be able to go and just be a part of the university. I think that's what makes it so special. And so it's a unique city. It's a unique university. It's small town Mississippi, but, you know, we enjoy being around each other. We enjoy, you know, obviously playing the game of football. And so, you know, I tell anyone if they haven't had an opportunity to go see for themselves, and then that will be how they judge it, not necessarily what someone else's opinion is of the school or the university.
Deuce McAllister joining us this morning here on the show, multi-time Pro Bowler with the New Orleans Saints, a member of their Hall of Fame, a first-team All-SEC running back at Ole Miss as well, now a member of the Saints broadcast team joining us. Deuce, great stuff, man. Thanks so much.
All right, no problem. Thank you for having me on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.